Good morning and welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. For over 60 years, East Central Illinois' daily gathering spot for conversation, dialogue, and ideas. You can join in on the phone, online, or via a text. Our phone number is 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And good morning, everybody. Welcome to A Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. On this Tuesday morning, a sunny day so far, a high of 51 in our forecast after the very cold temperatures yesterday and the snow and all the accidents we had out there on the various interstates. Good to have a nice and quiet today in that regard. Again, you can join us anytime during the next 2 hours. You heard Gene mention the phone line, 217, of course, 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357, or email us at talk at WDWS.com. We'll talk about various topics today throughout the morning during these 2 hours. During the course of the second hour, at some point, we'll talk about the Champaign Centennial Dance Marathon. A couple of youngsters are going to join us, young people are going to tell us about what's happening in regards to that, fundraising efforts, things they do around town. Just give you a quick update on that sometime during the 10 o'clock hour. But for the most part, we're hitting on all the big topics of the day, both nationally and locally. And some of those headlines include the Supreme Court hearing the cases, a couple of cases, regarding online sales taxes. We'll talk about that here off the top. More than 40 states asking the Supreme Court to reconsider a couple of rules that are decades old when it comes to collecting sales taxes. So we'll get into that a little bit. As far as local news, Champaign Council documents pointing to another new high-rise in Campustown. We'll tell you where that is. Tom Kasich reporting today in the News Gazette the potential sale of the nursing home, Champaign County Nursing Home, shaping up to be a long, bumpy road. It's already been a bumpy road, to say the least. But we'll talk about that along the way here this morning as well. Of course, anything with the president, President Trump, James Comey, any of the news relating to the president, that's kind of evergreen topics on open line discussions, of course. I guess ABC News making an unusual decision to release a full transcript of George Stephanopoulos' interview with the former FBI director. Many times they don't do that, but ABC, I guess, is, to see what else they talked about you didn't see on television. And forecasters warning of some dangerous wildfire conditions out in the nation's midsection, the southern plains, down in Oklahoma. We've been so cold here when you think about it, 30 degrees or so. Down in Oklahoma, they're expected to hit temperatures in the low to mid-90s today. And they've got some drought-stricken areas down there in parts of Oklahoma, Texas, and Colorado, and elsewhere. So it will be interesting to see their day today, how it goes out in that part of the country. So we'll take your phone calls, emails, and texts here this morning as we work our way up until 11 o'clock. Busy week here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Tomorrow as we get ready for Ebertfest, and Jim did this pretty much every year. I remember the years when Roger Ebert, when he was, of course, still with us and coming to town, he would visit with Jim. Always great to when Roger was here. And then, of course, Roger passing away. Chaz Ebert has made her way down to Champaign, of course, to be part of the Ebert Fest. We'll get into all of that tomorrow with her. What's going to be happening, we'll preview some of the movies and so forth. And at the end of the week, Max Armstrong will join us, and Greg Solye and Dr. Jim Angel will join us as well on Friday. We'll take our opening break, get it started here on Penny for Your Thoughts on this tax day after this timeout. Well, it will get warmer at some point, and you'll need to take care of your yard. The folks at Spring Green can take special care of your lawn and landscape investments and provide the convenience of a trouble-free Spring Green lawn. Trust your lawn to the higher standards of Spring Green. It's easy to get rid of weeds. Of course, you can do that, but what's hard is to have your yard looking great all year long, even in those hot summer months, and they will get here eventually. University of Illinois trusts Spring Green Lawn Care to provide some specialized applications to the athletic fields at the U of I. As you know, our area changes from year to year, and this year is different from last year, to say the least. Spring Green continually studying the East Central Illinois area, learning from the research done at the U of I and elsewhere, to provide the best up-to-date products and service for any year's existing conditions. And I want to remind you that right now is the most important application of the year, fertilizer, pre-emergent weed control. Never too late to get set up to fight those nasty grubs. They guarantee weed control with at least three applications. All of Spring Green's technicians are licensed by the state of Illinois. The number to call, you can call 359-2111 or visit spring-green.com or call JT Warmbier or Steve Emke at that number, 359-2111. Spring Green, one of our fine sponsors here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Plenty of sunshine out there, 32 degrees. It is tax day, a couple of days later than the 15th, obviously, here on the 17th. And we can look into some of that. Got some interesting stats on adults, parents still doing the taxes for their children, even though the taxes or the taxpayer may be in their 30s or 40s. We'll talk about that a little bit. Wanted to talk a little bit here off the top about the support hearing cases today involving online sales taxes. And I thought, well, I can't talk to anybody smarter about this than Paul Rudy, right?
I don't know if I can live up to that.
How you doing, Paul?
I hate to tell you the window I'm looking at, man. I'm down in Captiva, Florida, and I'm overlooking a palm tree and the beach. So
oh my goodness.
I can rub that in.
Well,
I'm spectacular right now.
Well, great to hear from you regardless of where you are. But that's the weather will warm up here eventually. But we're glad you're getting some warm weather now. So that's good.
Okay.
Well,
go ahead.
No, I was going to ask you real quick about the Supreme Court today, the online sales tax. This is a couple of rulings they made, a few decades ago that they're looking at again?
50 years ago. I think it was 1967.
Is that right?
I think there's been some rulings since then, but it's still a little bit muddy to the point where looks like it's going to the big court here.
Yeah. So what's at heart here? What's the issue?
Well, see, nobody can agree on it. Both sides basically, deny everything. Look, you have 45 states that rely on sales taxes for revenue, and many of those states have no income tax. So this is a big deal. But I've seen estimates ranging from $200 billion over 5 years. There was a recent estimate from the Government Accountability Office that priced it at about $8 billion to $13 billion per year in sales taxes that are not being collected by states. So it kind of sounds like it's a big deal. Of course, it's a different world today than when they first, made the ruling back in 1967. There's a lot of states really whining about the unfair or competitive disadvantage they're in by having to collect for sales taxes, yet some of these prefer.
Yeah. If a business is shipping to a state where it doesn't have an office, warehouse, or other physical presence, it doesn't have to collect the state sales tax. Apple, Macy's, Target, and Walmart, which have brick-and-mortar stores, generally collect sales tax from customers who buy from them online. But I guess the big company, I guess, is Amazon, right?
Yeah, I think Amazon's driving all this. We've seen President Trump really just rally against them so many times. But what I find ironic is Trump.com, which is the official website of the Trump Organization, they only collect sales taxes for purchases made by customers in Florida, Louisiana, and Virginia. So I find that a little bit ironic, but I think this is the Jeff Bezos Amazon effect for sure.
Mm-hmm. And I read this earlier, Paul. States generally require consumers who weren't charged sales tax on a purchase to pay it themselves, even though self-reporting on their income tax, but states have found that only about 1% to 2% actually do that.
I said that for sure. I'm surprised it's that amount.
Yeah.
it's 1% or 2%. So I think the states are... The states know that this is impacting, or some of the states know, and for states that don't have an income tax that rely on sales taxes, you can imagine the impact. I can't tell you how much stuff. I must buy 8 out of 10 things that I can purchase, I purchase from Amazon. Mm-hmm. And so if I'm doing it, we know he's not the richest man in the world for nothing.
Yeah.
So I think this is I'll be interested to see how the ruling is, though.
Yeah.
I really don't have a feel for it.
I was going to ask you. That was my next question. How do you think it'll go? Yeah.
Well, I think Justice Kennedy a while back kind of basically suggested that he's pretty favorable to making a ruling that, he didn't specifically say it, but a lot of people felt like he was basically indicating that he's for the collection, forcing the collection of the sales taxes per vendor.
Yeah.
And a lot of the vendors are screaming that it's too difficult, but sounds to me like there's free software out there that actually is pretty effective.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure that that's true, that it, you know, was in different jurisdictions collect the country.
Yeah. Well, we'll let you get back to the sun and fun. Any last-minute tax advice? Hello? You there, Paul? Oh, he went surfing, I guess. He's done. Okay. Well, we'll have to talk to him another time about tax advice. But, yeah, today is tax day, so we appreciate him coming on with a few minutes there, sitting on the beach, I guess, as he joined us today, talking about the Supreme Court and all going on, hearing cases about online sales taxes. So I want to get an expert on that to see what you had to think. Let's go to the phones here at 356-9397. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 3515-357. And you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Wes is on the line. Hey, Wes, good morning.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
How are you?
I'm doing great.
What are you doing today?
So we've got the Kona Ice Truck. We're going to be out today since it's tax day. It's also National Chill Out Day. We're going to be giving away free Kona Ice, and we're going to be parked at Prospect Bank on the corner of Prospect and Kirby.
Prospect Bank at Prospect, and you're just going to be sitting out there.
We're going to be there, yep. From 2 to 4, I know it's a little chilly for Chill Out Day, but we're going to be out there. And so stop by, grab a free Kona Ice, try out all of our flavors, and have a little relief here on tax day on us.
Yeah. For people that don't know what Kona Ice is, tell us what it is.
So it's a tropical shaved gourmet ice. So we'll shave it up. You can put your own flavors on. We've got our patented Flavor Wave on the side of our truck, with our 10 most popular flavors, like Tiger's Blood and Blue Raspberry. We've also got a lot of specialty flavors. So, And the truck it's got flashing lights and tropical-themed music and kind of a party on wheels.
Yeah, well, you can't miss it. So how long are you going to be there?
We'll be there from 2 to 4 p.m.
Today?
Today, yeah.
All right.
Absolutely free, no strings attached. Come by and get a free Kona Ice.
Free Kona Ice. Well, you're lucky you weren't doing it yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, well, good luck with that, Wes. We'll look forward to that. Where is Prospect? You said Prospect and what, Kirby?
Yep. Prospect and Kirby.
All right.
Right there on the corner.
Very good. Hey, thanks, Wes.
All right, thank you.
Good luck with that today.
I appreciate it.
There you go. On tax day, you can chill out. How about that? He'd let us know about that. 356-9397 is how you can join us. We have a couple of texts in. We'll get to those. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. 3515-357 is the best way to reach us there. And you can email us anytime during the show at talk at WDWS.com. Voting continues. The News Talk 1400 WDWS. The News Gazette Media is the people's choice, the best of East Central Illinois. Getting a ton of votes on this site, WDWS.com. Cast your votes in a variety of categories, including food, dining, nightlife, kids, pets, and more. The People's Choice brought to you in part by MX Electric. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. We have a lot of topics to cover today. If you want to bring one up, bring it to the table, feel free to do that. And we'll continue with more Penny for Your Thoughts after this timeout. Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, 9:23 here with sunshine in downtown Champaign, 32 degrees. Glad you're with us. Along for the ride today. Busy day tomorrow as well. Chaz Ebert will join us. We'll also preview some of the movies that will be showing, starting with The Fugitive, tomorrow night as part of Ebert Fest. Next weekend, of course, not this weekend, but the following weekend is the Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon, all the events surrounding that. We'll talk with some folks from that early next week. 356-9397 is the phone number. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 3515-357, or email us talk at WDWS.com. We talked to Paul Rudy for a couple of minutes. Of course, you hear him a couple times a month with the On the Money program, the case involving in front of the Supreme Court having to do with the issue of whether out-of-state sellers should collect sales tax. Had to do mostly with one company, Amazon.com. The online giant is said to account for more than 40% of U.S. online retail sales, but as Amazon has grown, dotting the country with warehouses, it has had to charge sales tax in more and more places. The case now before the Supreme Court today could affect those third-party Amazon sellers and many other sellers that don't collect taxes in all states. Sellers such as jewelry website Blue Nile, Pet products, site Chewy.com, the clothing retailer L.L. Bean, electronics retailer Newegg, and internet retailer Overstock.com. Sellers on eBay, which provide platforms for smaller sellers, also don't collect sales tax nationwide. Also, a case now before the Supreme Court involves South Dakota, which has no income tax, relies heavily on sales tax for revenue. South Dakota's governor there has said the state loses out on an estimated $50 million a year in sales tax that doesn't get collected by out-of-state sellers. So those are some of the issues before the Supreme Court today. Just found that interesting. Talked to Paul a little bit about that. If you have any comments on that today, any other issues that are in front of our nation or in front of us locally, feel free to give us a call here or text us or email us. Those lines are open throughout the morning today. It is tax day today. Turns out for many Americans, it also means saying thanks to their parents. Wall Street Journal had a big article. It says, yes, it's tax day, and you're still doing your returns for your children, for your adult children. They profiled a 42-year-old, Bridget Cusick, whose father sends her a package with filled-out tax forms and even envelopes to send them in, only requiring her signature. And she says, it's not like I don't think I could learn how to do it, but if my dad legitimately seems to enjoy doing it and it saves me time, why not? Her dad says why he does taxes for Bridget and for his 34-year-old son, too. He goes, I'm just kind of concerned they'll make a mistake and they'll have the IRS bugging them. Another person profiled, a 31-year-old scientist, says of her father doing her taxes for her, I'm building artificial intelligence. I would rather be improving health care than to be doing something mundane like taxes. And one 63-year-old, Joe Hurd, who does taxes for his 26-year-old and 33-year-old daughters, he told the Wall Street Journal, he goes, I'm doing something for my fully able daughters, and as a parent, I just get a kick out of it. They still need me for something. So anyway, I just wonder what you are you doing your kids' taxes, even though they're in their adults, adult children? I know my daughter, my daughter's 20, my oldest daughter, she did her own, just does them online. She might call and ask a question like, hey, Dad, do I need to do this or should I do that? But she figures it out on her own. So I don't know what you think of that. Do you still help your kids or do you like doing that or do they do them for you? I don't know. Here on this Tax Day 2018. 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line. 351-5357. CJ texts in. He says, eminent domain employed by the railroad is what angered the James brothers. Nothing ever changes. And he has a second comment. He says, only a national media on a mission would make Starbucks a three-day lead story. That text in from CJ. He's talking about the Starbucks story. They've taken some hits, I guess, publicly at least, in public relations. Starbucks trying to tamp down a racially charged uproar over the arrest of two black men at one of its stores in Philadelphia. The episode highlighting the risks that large corporations run when they tie their brand so closely to social messaging. 3 years ago, Starbucks was widely ridiculed for trying to start a national conversation on race relations by asking its employees to write the words race together on coffee cups. The initiative, although it backfired, was in line with the company's longstanding effort to project a progressive and inclusive image. And now the CEO, Kevin Johnson, scrambling to keep the Philadelphia incidents from shattering the message the company was going for, that Starbucks is a corporation that stands for something beyond profit. So that's the story I think that CJ was referring to there. And also a question in, what do people think about Governor Rod Blagojevich in the Supreme Court? Should he get a pardon from Donald J. Trump? I know the Sun-Times has an editorial today, or at least a commentary, saying, hey, while we don't agree if it's did, the sentence he was given was way too long. And, of course, he's been appealing, going down different avenues, trying to appeal different parts of that sentence along the way for various reasons, but hasn't been successful so far, talking about Rod Blagojevich. I think he's scheduled to be in until like 2024, I think, is when he's scheduled to be out. So if you have any thoughts on that, should the Trumpster pardon Blago? How about that? We're at 9:29 here on Penny for Your Thoughts. We'll have some young people in from Champaign Centennial in the second hour for a few minutes talking about the Centennial Dance Marathon. One of my daughters was involved in that over the years, always a great cause. So they'll come in here and talk about that for a few minutes as well here in hour number two. On Tax Day 2018, did you get your taxes in? Are you still doing your taxes for your adult children? Michael Kaiser, when did you start doing your own taxes?
My parents haven't done my taxes in a really long time. Yeah. I've on and off had like a friend, like last year I had a friend do them for me. A couple years ago, Valerie did them for me. This year I did them myself. She started them a few weeks ago, but then I finished them about a week and a half ago. Online, as you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's really easy, especially like if you've done it with that online website before. Mm-hmm. Then they have all your old information.
Yeah, there used to be a scramble all the time years ago to get to the post office by midnight.
I remember my
but
parents
I don't know
doing
if that's
that.
Still
no, I
an
don't
issue.
Think if it is, you're doing it wrong. It's even if you're having an accountant doing it for you, everything's just done online now. Like they file them online and you get your refund back. Direct deposit's the best way to do that, and you get your refund back really fast, and it's just there's no reason to take it to the post office anymore. Well, I'm not trying to rail on the post office.
No, they can. You can still go there.
You still go there, but on the last minute, I mean.
The last minute, yeah.
The last minute, you don't have to worry about, like, oh, I got to get over there. So it's a lot easier. It was a little intimidating when I first tried to do them online. I was like, man, I don't know what this even means. But if you don't have a big, long list of things, you like a lot of this and that to do, like a lot of, then it's okay. If you have a lot of extras, you might want to get an accountant.
Yeah. But you started doing them on your own in your 20s? I mean, your parents didn't.
Yeah, no, my parents didn't. They might have. They'd get the documents for me, and I'd start filling them out. They'd help me for a while, but like I didn't just hand it to them and let them do it. They tried to show me how to do it a long time ago. Then once I moved away, then it became my problem.
Yeah. I remember filling out the 1040 EZ forms.
Oh, yeah.
When I was in my 20s. So
the easy.
Anyway, yeah, easy way. Yeah. All right, 9:31 news headlines. Michael Kaiser, we'll come back with your phone calls here. We pretty much wide open up till 11 o'clock, so if you have a topic you want to bring up, feel free to do that. I'll throw some more topics on the table here as well as we work our way through the morning. Texts, emails, and phone calls all welcome as we continue after the news headlines on Penny.
A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart continues on News Talk 1400 WDWN. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 217-351-5357.
Back on Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. On a sunny but cold day here in East Central Illinois, 34 degrees. And we'll have a low of 38 tonight. Chance of showers again tomorrow. Of course, had that snow yesterday. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines today. You can text us, as always, throughout the show, 351-5357. Or you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Well, I guess Twitter was down for a little bit this morning, from what I understand. So Twitter, but now it's back, is what I hear. So I guess maybe worldwide or a large number of users globally. Social network appeared to crash for a little bit. Also got a note here, Sanibel Captiva is great. We heard from Paul Rudy a little bit earlier about the tax decision before the Supreme Court. They're having some hearings held there today in Washington, D.C. All right, your thoughts on any or all of the issues we've thrown on the table so far. Want to mention here, too, some local news. A potential sale of the nursing home shaping up to be a long, bumpy road. Tom Kasich writing about that in the News Gazette today. Today, he says, a special county committee assessing the sole offer to buy the Champaign County Nursing Home scheduled to tour three of that bidder's Chicago area homes and ask questions of resident operators. But says the debate there at a meeting Monday night that not everyone on the 9-member panel is eager to sell the property, despite its financial problems, and the $11 million offer on the table from the Extended Care Clinical and Altitude Health Services, both of Evanston, to buy the nursing home in East Urbana. County officials say they need a strong consensus from the review panel in order to persuade the county board, which could decide to sell the home as soon as next month. So there continues to be some back and forth. The county's timetable calling for a recommendation from the evaluation committee on April 25th. That's coming up. And a vote by the county board, which would require at least 15 yes votes from the 22-member board on May 24th. So you can take a look at that in the News Gazette today. Tom Kasich covering that for us very ably, as he usually does. Also, the Champaign Council documents pointing to another new high-rise in Campus Town. There's a plans, at least could be plans, for a 17-story, 175-foot-tall mixed-use project along the east side of 6th Street, where the Clybourne and Firehouse bars are located, according to Champaign City Council documents for tonight's meeting. Check that out online at news-gazette.com, wdws.com, or in the paper as well. So check that out, those two stories as well today. Where is the president today? Well, he's playing host to Japan's Shinzo Abe at Mar-a-Lago down in West Palm Beach, Florida, amid growing strain between the two countries over the president's planned meeting with the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un and his push for new tariffs. That visit begins today. There'll be an opportunity for the two leaders to discuss the president's upcoming summit with North Korea, which Japan is keeping a close eye on. And we mentioned this a little bit earlier, ABC News' unusual decision to release a full transcript of George Stephanopoulos' interview with the former FBI director James Comey attracted lots of readers interested in seeing more than what the network aired. The ABC News president said in an interview yesterday the release is an important example of transparency and that the transcript has become by far the most popular item on ABC's website. Of course, that appearance to promote his book, A Higher Loyalty, was seen by 9.8 million viewers on Sunday night. And you can look at it both ways on numbers. That nearly tripled what ABC had a week before in the time slot. Still, it was less than half the people who watched Stormy Daniels on 60 Minutes on CBS last month. 356-9397 is the phone number. Text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 3515357. You can always email us, and again, no matter what we're talking about, feel free to send in a thought on the email or text. It's a great way to do it. We got a text in from Bill. He says, I think young people should do their own taxes so they can see the damage the government does to their paycheck. Maybe they wouldn't be so quick to back all of the overreaching and inefficient government programs. Redundant, I think, is what he was saying. They may decide they know better how to spend their earnings. Maybe we should all have to pay taxes in cash weekly. Yeah, a lot of people have said, that's from Bill. Thank you, Bill, on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. The payroll deduction was one of the great inventions, people have said, because you never see that money. It just goes towards your federal tax bill or your state tax bill or FICA, whatever they all take, you know, they take out of every paycheck. If you had to pay that every week physically, you would notice it a lot more and probably pay more attention to it. But because you never see it, you don't think about it. And when you think about it, and I'm always tickled at this, you know, I'm going to get a refund. Well, that's really your money that they've been holding on to. I mean, you've overpaid it. You should get it back. You paid too much. So, anyway, I just wonder how many people out there, we had the question earlier, the Wall Street Journal with a pretty interesting piece, if you want to check it out, on parents still doing their adult children taxes. And do you still do that? Do you do your taxes for your kids, even though they're adults? Or is it the other way around? Obviously, maybe later in life, you know, you get up there at a certain age. Obviously, sometimes your kids are doing your taxes for you. But just curious about that. And filing electronically. Most everybody, do people really rush to the post office at midnight anymore to do that? I remember in college, the local, whether it was in Virginia or out in Oklahoma where I lived for a few years, they'd have these big news reports where people were lining up at 11:30 at night, and the post office was open extra late to take your tax returns. I mean, does that really happen anymore? I don't know. We're at 9:44. We'll take another break here. We'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. What's on your mind today? We'll talk a little Centennial Dance Marathon, and we'll do that some in the second hour. But basically, it's your show up till 11 o'clock. We'll come back with more after this.
Too dumb to realize that I should have bought you flowers. hand. Should've gave you all my hours when I had the chance. Take you to every party, 'cause all you wanted to do was dance. Now my baby's dancing, but she's dancing with another man.
It was this day 5 years ago. That song is now 5 years old. That was the number one hit in the country on the Billboard chart. This day 5 years ago. That song's 5 years old already. Wow. That's hard to believe. 356-9397. We're on Penny for Your Thoughts here today. 217-351-5357 is how you can join us. We'll have Chaz Ebert tomorrow. Friday, we're going to have a special treat for you. When I originally was thinking, I kind of targeted mid to late April. I thought, well, we'd be either in the field or close to it with planting season. And, of course, everything's been kind of pushed back with this wacky weather we're having. But on Friday, Greg Solier be in studio with me, along with Dr. Jim Angel from the State Water Survey. Those two guys we hear a lot of separately, but they rarely are together. So we'll do that. And then farm broadcaster Max Armstrong will join us. Pretty nationally known for all the work he does in the second hour on Friday. But Chaz Ebert tomorrow, and we'll have Busey Money Talk on Thursday in the final half hour of the show that day. 356-9397 is the phone number. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line 351-5357, or email us talk@wdws.com. Don't know what you were doing on this day in 1961, but 1,500 CIA-trained Cuban exiles launched the disastrous Bay of Pigs invasion in a failed attempt to overthrow the communist government of Fidel Castro. That was on this day in 1961. The Bay of Pigs invasion started, at least the attempt. If you want to read some interesting books on that, if you go back into the President Kennedy time, and he had not been president all that long. It was kind of a leftover plan, from what I understand, what I read from the previous administration, the Eisenhower administration, but turned out to be a disaster, of course, at that point. And the Castros went on to rule for many, many years and still are. I think they're getting a new president here shortly down in Cuba. This is the day in 1820. Alexander Cartwright, credited with being the father of modern baseball, born on this day in 1820. Passed away in 1892 at the age of 72. And the crew earlier this morning mentioned this on the morning show. And this day in 1964, Ford unveiled the Mustang. 1964. Now, I'm not a car guy. I'm all about cars. My wife and family will tell you, my daughter, cars drive by, they all look the same to me. I don't know one from another. But I do know what a Mustang looks like. And I know what a Corvette looks like. I've got that straight. But that's, I think, if I had a favorite car that I just like to see down the road, it's a Mustang. But 1964, Ford unveiled the Mustang. This day in 1970, the Apollo 13 astronauts splashed down safely in the Pacific Ocean 4 days after a ruptured oxygen tank crippled their spacecraft en route to the moon. And this day in 1973, Federal Express began operations. 1973 for Federal Express. And this day in 1869, I mentioned Mr. Cartwright earlier, 1869, the first professional baseball game ever played, they say. The Cincinnati Reds beat the rival Cincinnati Amateurs 24-15. And if you were around in 1953, you may remember that Mickey Mantle hit a mammoth 565-foot home run in Washington, D.C. against the Senators in 1953. Mickey Mantle of the Yankees. And a couple of local notes. I found this interesting. 50 years ago today, action on a resolution banning draft card burners from the University of Illinois campus was tabled by the General Policy Committee of the U of I Board of Trustees. A state superintendent of instruction had introduced that resolution, Ray Page. And this day, 15 years ago here locally, the former governor, Jim Edgar, confirmed he had been contacted by the White House about a possible run for the U.S. Senate. Edgar had also said he made no decision. He was at the U of I Institution of Government and Public Affairs. He'd organized a roundtable discussion for students that day with Attorney General Lisa Madigan. Following the discussion, Edgar said the White House officials had called him to talk about a possible run for Senate to replace Senator Peter Fitzgerald, who had announced he would not seek re-election in 2004. I think that's the Senate seat that Obama wound up with, right? I think so, back in 2004. Anyway, 356-9397. Everybody knows Mike Namoff for 30 years. Big Mike's been a major presence in East Central Illinois with his store, This Is It Furniture, his many charitable projects. He's been involved in so many things over the years, raising money. He's hosted big events that have featured Mike Ditka, Ryan Sandberg, Lou Brock, Ozzie Smith, Pete Rose, Jim McMahon, and others. Seen him on TV over these many, many years. He's been married for over two decades. He operates the This Is It Furniture Store. They recently joined forces with a new store called Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. And Big Mike will now have two stores, This Is It Furniture and Snooze, under one large roof. With his new chapter, he'll offer you many options. He'll continue to take care of your furniture and mattress needs at This Is It Furniture. But you take a step up in luxury with Snooze. Luxury items, the lifestyle adjustable bed frames, the carbon cool pillows. You can have a free and easy analysis done by their Reveal machine and find out where your pressure points are and how soft or firm your mattress needs to be. So This Is It Furniture and Snooze, Country Fair Shopping Center, Springfield and Mattis in Champaign. And make sure you check out Snooze. There is no store like it in this part of the state, in the city, in this part of East Central Illinois, or anywhere for that matter. Check it out. Big Mike Namoff and his two locations there. This Is It Furniture and Snooze Luxury Mattress Shop. We'll come back with more Penny for Your Thoughts. We'll do some more with you after this. All right, 9:56, Penny for Your Thoughts here in this first hour. Covered a variety of topics, including the Supreme Court hearing the case of online sales taxes today. Online shoppers getting used to seeing the number zero on checkout screens before they click purchase, but case before the Supreme Court could change that. We talked with Paul Rudy about that for a few minutes off the top. At issue is a rule stemming from a two-decades-old Supreme Court cases. If a business is shipping to a state where it doesn't have an office, warehouse, or other physical presence, it doesn't have to collect the state sales tax. That means large retailers such as Apple, Macy's, Target, and Walmart, which have brick-and-mortar stores nationwide, generally collect sales tax from customers who buy from them online, but other online sellers can often sidestep charging that tax. So we got into that a little bit, talked about that. Also mentioned the numbers on the number of people doing their taxes for their adult children is still fairly common. Didn't know if that affected you in any way, one way or the other. So that was an interesting article in the Wall Street Journal today. So we've talked about that. Hit on some of the news regarding the nursing home, maybe some more high-rise buildings in campus town. If you've driven down Green Street or haven't in several years, or you know, I always get I know Darren Williams was back recently, and he was surprised by how much building has gone on in campus town. When you drive through Green Street anymore, how it's changed. It has changed a lot, to say the least. 9:58 here on Penny for Your Thoughts, our Castle Heating and Cooling text line from Dr. Young here. He says, since the Cardinals-Cubs game was canceled yesterday due to the bad weather, what time does the game start tonight? I don't want too much of a conflict with me going to the Illini baseball game tonight. I think the Cubs and Cardinals are tonight at 7. Yeah, Ed's holding up seven fingers. 7 o'clock. The Illini game is at 6, right? Against Valparaiso. So there you go. Illini game at 6, Cubs-Cardinals at 7. It is interesting with Major League Baseball. They had to, with the new agreement, they started earlier. They started in late March, trying to get a head start on the calendar and give the players more days off during the course of the year. Well, now they're having to make up a lot of games because there have been a lot of games canceled. I mean, the White Sox had a whole series wiped out with Minnesota up in the Twin Cities up there. They played last night, lost at Oakland. The Cubs and Cardinals were supposed to celebrate, the Cubs were anyway, the 70th anniversary of WGN television covering the Cubs. We talked a little bit about that yesterday, and they never got started. They were postponed by snow. I think they're going to make that up as part of a day-night doubleheader, I think in July, June or July. So they'll reschedule that one. So all these off days they were going to have hasn't quite worked out the way they planned with all the bad weather. And I know they've tried to schedule games in Atlanta and Tampa and San Diego and in places with domes. But even with that, there's a lot of teams that play outdoors in the north in the cold and haven't been able to because of all the weather we've had here recently. We're at 9:59. More for you in hour number two on Penny for Your Thoughts. Stay with us. We have the news coming up from CBS at the top of this hour. And this is WDWS Champaign-Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.
It's the second hour of A Penny for Your Thoughts with Brian Barnhart on News Talk 1400 WDWS. You can reach out to us on the phone at 217-356-9397. Email talk at WDWS.com. Or text on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line 217-351-5357. Now, here's Brian Barnhart.
And welcome back. We're on hour number two of A Penny for Your Thoughts. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk to Chaz Ebert. We'll also preview some of the films over at the Virginia Theater, of course. Ebert Fest is coming up this weekend. Starts tomorrow night, actually, with The Fugitive at the Virginia Theater. We'll run through the list with them tomorrow of all the different films that will be studied and looked at and commented on during the next few days, starting tomorrow night at the Virginia Theater. Also on Friday, Greg Solier is going to join us with Dr. Jim Angel, so get your weather questions ready on Friday. Max Armstrong as well, farm broadcaster, will join us in hour number two on Friday. And I was talking about earlier, we intended, I thought, well, that'd be a good time because farmers will be getting ready to go in the field and we'll be ready to go. And, of course, the weather is kind of nixed a lot of that along the way here, but we'll still have those gentlemen in on Friday. 356-9397 is how you can join us. Pretty much an open line here this morning up until 11 o'clock, and we talked about a variety of topics in that first hour. I do want to talk a little bit, though, about the Champaign Centennial High School Dance Marathon. We have a couple of representatives here, and I'm going to let them tell you who they are. Go ahead, Michael. Tell us who you are.
I am Michael Ryan. I'm the external president this year.
Okay.
I'm Jordan DeLuce, and I'm the internal president.
All right. And I know your mom, Jane, is back there in the background, taking official photographer of our...
She's our number one fan.
Number one fan, that's right. Well, tell me, this is the seventh annual, right?
Yes, it is. So the spurred this on. We were actually the first high school to lead a dance marathon in Illinois. It's nationwide, partnered with Children's Miracle Network. Usually universities do these for 12 to 24 hours. So ours is a little downsized. It's 4 hours, but it's great to have something like this, and to be the first in Illinois was awesome. And then we're in our seventh year, and the numbers just keep growing. Mm.
My daughter Lauren, I think, was involved in this as well before she graduated 2 or 3 years ago now. But I know it's a great event, and when people say hear marathon, they think of the old, you know, 24-hour dance. It's not that. So it is 4 hours, right, coming up this Saturday?
Yeah, we dance. Like, so there's a dance that we learn throughout the night, but it's not – you're on your dancing the whole night. There's still inflatables, food, games, music, anything you can think of. Just dancing is one portion of it.
Mm-hmm. 6 to 10 coming up on this Friday night is when it is. So what all goes on at this? You mentioned the different activities, but what's the purpose of all of this, I guess?
So we specifically are raising money for St. John's Children's Hospital in Springfield, Illinois, which is partnered with Children's Miracle Network. So throughout the year, our exec board of 40 people have been doing fundraisers consisting of bake sales. We had a very successful push day recently in the last month. So any fundraisers you can think of, we do that throughout the year. And then we just build numbers. And in the last week, we really just try to get as much money as we can. And then at 10 o'clock, we do a reveal of how much we've raised. So it's a really good build up to the end of the event. And the exec board has worked so hard this year. Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty much all student run, right?
Yes.
Every aspect?
Yeah.
So how do you come up with the different events throughout the year? I mean, what else have you done, I guess, during the year? And how do you put those together?
A lot of it is just we come together and we have meetings every week, and the exec board just thinks of what will be the best way to raise money. We had a cookie dough sale, which we raised over $1,000. We made bracelets to sell. The bake sales, that's just generally known at Centennial, which you do once a month, and we raise a lot of money through that. And then, like Michael said, we had a push day, which is where we tried to raise $1,500 in 24 hours, and we actually raised $4,600. So it was unbelievable to see that. It was probably the best moment of the entire year.
This is the Champaign Centennial Dance Marathon. Comes up Friday night, 6 to 10, at the Centennial Gymnasium, and benefits the St. John's Children's Miracle Network Hospital. You said that's over in Springfield,
yes,
correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you were over there. Did you guys go over there?
Yeah. Actually, each year, our top nine, so our vice presidents and Jordan and myself, we get to go visit, meet some of the families that will be at our event this year. So we do that every year. And then we are partnered with Illini-Thon, who just had their event at the U of I. So they also come and we do workshops with them, how to expand our outreach to businesses, how to better fundraise. So it's a really good information thing for us, and also a great way to start the year off by meeting families.
We met a lot of families, and this year we have 8 families coming, so that's the most we've had in a long time.
Yeah. And so they just share their stories?
Yeah, we provide them with dinner, mm-hmm. and then they come and then they speak throughout the night. The kids, seeing them with the high schoolers, the best part of the event, I think, is seeing them interact. And then they, we provide them with the hotel, and they stay the night, and then they head back the next morning.
You're hearing Jordan DeLuce and Michael Ryan. They are the co-presidents of this event, the annual Centennial Dance Marathon. Again, coming up Friday night, 6 to 10 at Centennial. This is open to the public. People can just come. And
You can show up to the door. Check-in starts at 5:30, and then opening ceremonies is at 6. $20 gets you in. We have tons of free food, Buffalo Wild Wings, Rosati's, Jimmy John's, so much fun stuff going on.
Yeah. I know this is a fun event.
Yes. Right?
It's fun for you guys, too.
It is.
Right?
It really is.
It's my best night of the year, I think.
Yeah. And what do you learn from all of this as you go through this process? How do you think this will help you down the road?
I love helping these kids. It's great. We also had Interact in the last week, do Austin's Day. So Centennial has been filled with service this whole week. And it's really touching to hear these kids' stories. And puts everything into perspective, because these kids are 6 to 13 years old and they're spending months in the hospital. We have a 2-month-old who has not been home since they have been born, and they are in the NICU since they've been born. And so it really opens your eyes to how well your life is compared to these families. And just hearing their stories is really touching to see that they've faced so much adversity and overcome it. And it's really good just to celebrate what they've overcome and what we are doing for the hospital and what we're doing for them.
Mm-hmm. Same thing for you, Jordan?
Yeah. For what it taught me is that, like, what you're going through, like, you just see these kids and these families and they're talking and you're like, it really puts me into perspective. Like, this whole year I've been so stressed about, we have to hit our goal of 25,000. Like, we have to raise this amount of money. Like, it's all about the money. But no, it's about, like, you see these kids and them talking and you're like, that's what it's more about, is them being happy, providing this for them. It's not about the number you raise, but it's about, like, how you affect them.
So people that come, they can donate when they come and add to the total and be entertained and dance and do all that.
It's a great event.
Do you have a certain band you bring in or what?
We do have a DJ. And then throughout the night, our dancer relations teams will teach you the dance like 10 minutes at a time throughout. And at the end, we put it all together. This year's beach theme, so all the songs are the Beach Boys or Teen Beach Movie or whatever.
And we have a bunch of beach decorations and lace for everyone, and it's going to be a great time.
All right. Yep. So people should park on the north end of the school there and just go into the into the gym. It'll be pretty obvious.
Yes, where it will.
So. We'll have signs out. So.
Well, thanks, guys, for
thanks coming.
So anything else I need to say or do? We covered everything.
If you'd like to donate, not at the school, you can go to our Facebook, Centennial Dance Marathon, click the donate button.
There you go. That's good. Yeah. I'm glad you got that in.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Jordan.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you too, Michael, for
Thank
coming
you.
In.
Thanks
right.
for having us.
You're very welcome. 10:18, we're on Penny for Your Thoughts. We'll continue with more after this on a Tuesday. Penny for Your Thoughts, News Talk 1400 DWS. Lines are open here, 356-9397. You can do that. You can join us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. And you can email us, talk at WDWS.com. Always love to. I know Jim did, too, over the years. Appreciate young people coming in. You can hear from them, the freshness in their voice, how excited they are about the opportunities they have to benefit others, not only in this community but over at the hospital in Springfield. So thank you to the two young people there for coming in, Jordan and Michael. Appreciate them being with us for a few minutes today for the Champaign Centennial Dance Marathon. Always warms your heart a little bit to have young people like that in and show you what they are involved in. So always glad to do that. We're at 10:21 here on Penning for Your Thoughts. Again, voting continues. The News Talk 1400 DWS and News Gazette Media is the people's choice, the best of East Central Illinois, WDWS.com. Place to go, cast your vote, variety of categories, including food, dining, nightlife, kids, pets, and more. The people's choice brought to you in part by MX Electric. Well, let's see what else is going on as we look at all of the news headlines. I don't know if you saw this from Arizona. We talked about teachers a little bit last week. Here, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey gave in to public school teachers' demands amid protest. He promised a net pay increase of 20% over the next 2 years. Teachers in Arizona will get a 1% pay increase in fiscal year 2018, followed by a 9% raise in 2019 and a 5% raise in 2020 and 21. And the governor in Arizona said teachers there can expect to see their salaries increase to an average of $52,725 in the upcoming school year if the state legislature passes the plan, and $58,130 by the year 2020. And last week, teachers in the state held walk-ins at roughly 1,000 schools. Of course, that has been an ongoing situation. You had West Virginia, you had Oklahoma and Arizona, all involved in the teacher salary increase demands. In Oklahoma, they got an increase. They wanted some more. So we talked about that a little bit last week as well. All right, text in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line. M.A. says, hey, Brian, have a great day. He says, my brother-in-law, who's 93, still does his son and daughter-in-law's taxes and has for years. We were talking about this earlier, and I don't know if you have any thoughts, whether text, email, or phone. Do you still do your kids, your adult children's taxes? Is that common? Is that a common thing? I don't know. I mean, I was doing my own pretty early. So I don't think my parents, not that I remember. But I don't know if that's the case for your kids. It's just easier to do it that way. I know Mike Hale, our general manager, we were talking on our sister station this morning about that. He said he still does them basically for his adult kids. So maybe it's not that uncommon. I don't know. 1024 here at DWS. Let me tell you about the Beef House. The Beef House, of course, over in Covington, Indiana. They've been serving outstanding steaks since 1964. They've become part of the fabric in our part of the world by providing great food and great service. It's already, 11:30 over there. So you can head over there for lunch. Enjoy the lunch buffet, the great food, great service there at the Beef House. You can have steaks, of course, which is what they're known for, but you don't have to eat a steak. You can have chicken or pork or pasta, seafood. And again, the top-notch lunch buffet is going on now, available as well today. You and your family or group will find something to enjoy. Top it off with a great dessert. You've got the salad. You can do the salad for lunch if you'd like. And, of course, the famous Beef House rolls. They come to your table ready to eat. Top them off with some butter or jelly or apple butter, your choice. And as we get settled here into spring, quote-unquote, hope you'll make the trip over to the Beef House, Exit 4 in Covington, Indiana. Say hello to Bob and Bonnie Wright when you get there. Now, Ed Bond says we should have a contest and take listeners to lunch at the Beef House. Have a contest? Yeah, Ed, you just want to go eat there. Well, I don't blame you. 356-9397. Kind of a quiet morning today here so far. Don't know if there's anything that's kind of on your mind that you'd like to throw our way, but feel free to do that. I've thrown several things on the table. I know the Facebook, we had all the discussion with Facebook last week, I think. Facebook users recently had their greatest fears realized when the Cambridge Analytica scandal came to light. That revelation brought calls for change, hearings, and the hashtag delete Facebook was all over the place. They say now, though, a week or so after all of this, Facebook users really haven't changed their privacy settings. Vice President for Global Marketing told the Wall Street Journal last week, we've not seen wild changes in behavior, with people saying, I'm not going to share my data with Facebook anymore. She added the company wasn't anticipating any major revenue effects or changes to its business model. Congressional leaders, however, are already working on legislation aimed at boosting consumer privacy protection. So that news from Facebook as well. And also, it's interesting here, I found this, in case you missed this, more restaurants are going cashless, refusing to accept cash and only taking credit cards, debit cards, and contactless pay systems like Apple Pay. The salad chains, Tender Greens and Sweet Green among them, Starbucks and Shake Shack have been testing it in one of their locations in Seattle and New York, respectively. Restaurant owners say going cashless speeds up the ordering process. USA Today, though, with an article noting that restaurants get most of the benefits, including less time counting bills, reduced theft, not having to pay for armored cars, and no worries about armed robberies. But it also has raised questions along the way about is it discriminating against cardless teens and the poor? Massachusetts does not allow it, for instance, having a discrimination against cash buyers law since 1978. USA Today also says there are questions in terms of whether it's even a good idea, pointing to some data that shows upscale millennials who are sought-after customers prefer to pay in cash, that more than a third of Americans between the ages of 18 and 37 don't have a credit card. Anyway, those are a couple of stories in case you missed those along the way. Let's go to the phones, and good morning to Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing vertical. That's a good thing.
You're not horizontal. That's good.
No, I'm not underground yet. I just have a curiosity question. I don't have the capability of keeping up with this, but I do keep hearing the transfers and people and guys bailing out. How many guys have we lost in the last, since the end of the basketball season due to transfers and such?
Well, the transfers and such, let's see. Finke is going to transfer. Mark Smith is transferring to Missouri. Tijon Lucas is transferring. I haven't heard yet where he might be going. Let's see. Who else? Laron Black is not transferring. Wow. He's just going pro. And is there anybody I'm missing? I'm trying to think. Finke, Black, Lucas, Smith. It's been four or five.
Are we going to go through a second year of rebuilding?
Well, they've added five new guys here recently to go with Io DeSumo. So, and these, from what we hear, Alan Griffin was a top player in New York, or one of the top. You've got the two big kids. You've got Kane, Samba Kane, and the other kid whose name I can't pronounce. And then you've got DeSumo thrown in there, and of course Tevian Jones. And am I missing anybody there?
Could you realistically see us going through one more year of these guys getting gelled together and then having a blast out year?
You say during having another long year next year? Is that what you're saying?
These guys don't play together now, so they're going to have to get gelled together.
Yeah.
If they're great players and we got a great coach, I could see. Realistically, I can see one more year of them getting gelled together, and then just having a fantastic year after that.
Yeah, no, that's I could see that. I could see that. I mean, even with the team we had last year, I saw the progress that Brad Underwood made because I saw a lot of practices and a lot of from where they were in November to where they were by the end of the year was pretty vastly improved individually and as a team, even though the record didn't show it. So,
I personally see everybody, a lot of guys throwing fits about all these guys transferring. I'm like, you know what? I don't know that that's such a bad thing, If these guys all wanted to be, they didn't all want to be ball hogs, don't get me wrong, please. But if they don't gel together, then them going is probably a good thing.
Yeah.
There
are certain pieces that fit better with the way that Brad Underwood wants to play. So... He's looking for a certain style and a certain ability, and I think in the five guys he's picked up, I think he feels those are, probably what he's looking for, ultimately.
So. Right, and probably will be.
Yep.
Okay. All right, well, I'll hang up and listen.
Thanks, Jeff.
All right, bye.
Good to hear from you. 10:31, we've got news headlines coming up here with Michael Kaiser. We'll come back with more phone calls, emails, and texts after the news. All right, back. Penny for your thoughts. News Talk 1400 DWS. Chaz Ebert tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour. We'll get you set for Ebert Fest. All that's going to happen starting on Wednesday. Back to the phones here out of the news break at 10:35. Good morning to Kurt.
Yeah, good morning, Brian.
How are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. We're talking about between cash and credit cards and debit cards. I just wanted to tell you, 2 years ago, we were down in Daytona Beach, Florida, and we were at this little cafe on the ocean front at Daytona. And they did not take credit cards, and they did not take checks, but they did not have an ATM. And was fortunate we had enough cash, prices were right. But out of practice, and I asked the lady, I said, you don't take checks or have an ATM? He says, well, we don't want that. We've had checks bounce, and it costs too much to put an ATM in here. So we are fortunate. There are still a few businesses that do it the old-fashioned way and take strictly cash. I just wanted to make a point about that.
Wow. So they didn't take credit cards or anything like that, huh?
That's right.
Yeah.
Now, in some places, it just they don't... if they don't take credit cards or debit cards, they'll at least take your check or they'll have an ATM available.
Wow. Yeah, because I don't know of many places anymore that, you know, if I go to some restaurant, I mean, people used to write checks, I think, at those places. But I don't know anybody that, hardly anybody that takes a check anymore, right?
Yeah, that's right. And it's really funny, though. I mean, we were lucky to have the cash at the time, and we were traveling. Of course, the meals were cheap because both of our breakfasts, my wife and I, was less than $10. So we really couldn't really complain about that.
Yeah.
And that included the beverage.
Wow. Well, you lucked out then.
Yep.
So, that was in Daytona, you said, huh? Or near Daytona?
Yeah, it was in Daytona, but all the rest of the places in Daytona, they'll gladly take a debit card or a credit card. So
that's
only one place that I can really think of.
Yeah, that's interesting because that's at the other end of the spectrum. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'll be on my way, and I just want to let everybody know that.
Thank you, Kurt. Good to hear from you. Appreciate it. Thank you for the phone call. Also got a text. And it says the stage stop in Wilmot, Wisconsin, only takes cash. And they have an ATM. So, anyway, 356-9397. You can text us, Castle Heating and Cooling text line at 351-5357. Or email us, talk@wdws.com. Ben Zigerman is here, covers kind of the business world, I guess, in town. Here, let me turn on the right microphone. There you go. You're on now.
All right.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We were talking earlier about tax. Do you do your own taxes?
This year I did, yeah. Last couple years.
You're in your 20s,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 26.
So your parents don't do them for you?
No. They
used to?
Yeah, and I had them check it over this year just to make sure I didn't screw anything up. But I filed it. I did the actual filing.
You filed a 1040 or what?
I think this year it was a 1040A.
Okay.
But yeah.
Okay. Do it online or actually paper form?
I did it on paper first and then did TurboTax. They have a free edition.
Okay. So. Just wondering, people your age, most of them are doing them online, do you think?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to have you on real quick because you have a story. It was online this morning, but also coming out. Champaign City Council, another new high-rise in campus town.
Yeah.
What's all that about?
They're voting tonight on an alley that would be... where this high-rise would be. A company out of Chicago wants to build a 17-story, 175-foot-tall mixed-use tower near 6th and Green.
Mm-hmm. That's in that Clybourne firehouse?
Yeah, it's area. Where it's the full documents aren't out yet, but it's where Clybourne Firehouse and Hometown Pantry are on the east side of 6th Street there.
Yeah. And there's an alley in there they widened, what, a few years ago? They paved it.
They paved it in 2006, but it's still only 10 feet wide, so garbage trucks can't get back there. So the businesses that use that alley have to haul their dumpsters out to 6th Street.
Yeah.
So with this, if this is approved, the development company would widen that in exchange for being able to build above it.
Yeah. What happens to those two restaurant bars, or is it too early to even know?
It's too early to know. The owner, Scott Cochran, didn't want to comment yet, so it's unclear, and the documents that have been released so far don't indicate what's going to happen at those precise locations.
Well, on that, I've been down that street many times. That's a pretty cramped area anyway, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of businesses that use that alley. I think they said 12, maybe more, that use that alley.
Somebody told me there's a house back in there, too. Is there somewhere back in there? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. It's possible.
But Ben Zingerman with us here for a couple of minutes. So tonight, the council's just kind of doing what? I mean, they're looking at the documents. Is that...
Well, so what's interesting is that alley, no one is quite sure who owns it. In like the 1920s, it showed up on maps as city property, but there's no record of anyone transferring it to the city. So before this project could go forward, the developers wanted to make sure it was indeed the city's property. So this is the city's acquiring it by eminent domain.
Oh, okay. I see how that works. So this is a 17-story potentially.
Yeah.
What, those other ones, how tall are those other ones? I mean, there's all over Green Street. There's all kinds of high rises.
So I guess the city set a limit of 175 feet tall, but a few of the other ones are taller than that. They got in before that rule. The tallest one is at 309 Green. That's 268 feet tall. And then across the street, there's the Here Champagne building. That's 267 feet tall, a foot shorter.
Pretty interesting, though. Come back to campus. I know you've talked to a lot of them. How amazed it looks, or how different it looks.
Councilman Tom Bruno told me yesterday that about seeing this as an 18-year-old when he went here, seeing how much it's changed since then, it would blow his mind. So,
All right. Well, you'll be covering that tonight, I assume. So do you have a question for Ben here? All right. There you go. You're going to get a question. Hi, Tim. How are you?
All right. You know what used to be there was the House of Chin, Eddie Chin's.
Right, yeah. I read about
that. Okay. And then in the back there, where Mabel's was, you got a stairwell so they can get out if there's a problem with the fire, because there's only one way up and down there off of Green Street. And then where Firehouse was where Second Chance was, and then you had Record Service and Good Vibes up there, and had the huge fire in January of 76. It was 20 below zero.
Wow.
And the whole 6th Street and Green were a skating rink. So you guys need to look up some archives, some stories about that property, because it's all in the Gazette.
Right? Yeah. No, that's interesting. Sure. Yeah, no, that's good information, yeah.
I don't know if they could actually close that in because of access for the other buildings off of Green Street.
Well, I think the plan is they want to widen that alley so it's not closed off. That's right. So that should help.
Well, if you remember for years there when they tore the building down, when they put the drugstore there, there was just nothing but a mud lot.
Wow.
Oh, well. Okay,
yeah.
Guys.
Well, that's good. Hey, thank you.
Yeah, a little.
Yeah, hey, thank you. I appreciate that. All right, anything else we should know?
I don't think so. It's just, it's changed a lot, and it's still changing quite a bit.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for the update.
Thank you.
Keep us posted if you hear anything new.
All right.
Appreciate it. Ben Zingerman with the News Gazette Media here covers a lot of different business. He's got something just about every day going on in our community, and this Champaign Council situation with a potential 17-story, 175-foot-tall mixed-use project along the east side of 6th. Where the Clybourne and Firehouse bars are located. That'll be discussed tonight, among other things, there in the alley and all of that. So, and who's got eminent domain or who's in charge there? We'll come back with more, 10:44 after this. All right, I'm Brian Barnhart here, Penny for Your Thoughts. Got a text. We were talking about restaurants taking cash only, credit cards only. Got a text and it says Sam's Cafe downtown only takes cash. So that's interesting. I was trying to figure out if there were any restaurants left that take a check. I was thinking of Filippo's, I think in Mahomet, popular pizza place out there. I know I've written a check there before. Ben Zingerman still hung around here a minute. Well, there's a food truck. I think.
Fernando's taco truck only takes cash, but yeah. I don't know. I don't think they take check.
Yeah. Okay. And Eric is with us here. He may have a little more on that campus area. Hey, Eric, how are you?
Well, that was my paper. I grew up at 103 Chalmers. My parents sold out when they got tired of fraternity boys urinating in their yard and having come out with a baseball bat and a German Shepherd. So they moved to Mahomet, which is where I live also. Now, I think it's a bad idea. Do you realize the chaos that would be the traffic and everything else around there during the construction phase? I mean, they've just about ruined the look of the campus, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, no more co-ed theaters, no Steak and Shake. I just think that it's best left as it is and find a more friendly place to build one of those than that.
Yeah.
A dumb idea. Yeah. Figure out the plats and everything and all the property owners and go ahead and widen that alley and solve that problem and not hinge that upon a new development. It's just dumb. And by the way, as far as that car stuff you said earlier, over the end season, the whole car stuff should be getting car acumen by osmosis. I mean, it's fantastic durable to someone. And they had some beauties out there. I can't put on a car age anymore, but through the 60s, early 70s, in the 50s, I'm pretty good. I'll pick them within a year or two.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thank you,
that's
Eric.
That's my opinion.
Very good. Thank you. You've probably heard some of that, right, Ben?
Yeah, I think it seems like the community is... There's a variety of opinions on whether all the high-rises are good for the community or not. Tom Bruno, the councilman, he seems in favor of these developments in general. Just it's people investing a lot of money into the downtown or the campus town area.
All right. Hey, Ben, thanks for hanging around a little bit.
Thank you.
We'll let you get back to work.
All right.
Thank you. Ben Zingerman with the News Gazette Media covering this story for us. We appreciate him coming on here for a few minutes. 356-9397 is how you can join us on the phone lines. You can text us on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Got some more, a couple items here in case you missed them. We'll get back to those after we take this break on Penny for Your Thoughts. All right, we're back, Penny for Your Thoughts. A couple more texts in on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Art Bell, the host known for the paranormal-themed shows, has passed away. I guess he passed away over the weekend. Art was on WDWS at one point, 2 or 3 a.m. back in the 90s. I used to listen every night, our texter says. So, yeah, Art Bell passed away recently. But, yeah, that was a weird show, wasn't it? That was a weird show. On in the middle of the night. But, hey, people listened to it, apparently. And also, campus is already a traffic nightmare, Bill says, when some genius decided to keep traffic down by going to one lane to discourage traffic. So that's it on the Castle Heating and Cooling text line, 351-5357. Another text that was called Coast to Coast AM. That sound right, Art Bell? Okay. Well, there you go. 356-9397. We're at 10:54. Don't know if you saw this at all, in case you missed this. If you've ever wanted to go to jail without committing a crime, that's now a possibility. A county sheriff's office up in Center City, Minnesota, providing an opportunity for citizens to spend a night in jail. They're opening a new facility, hosting an overnight lockup event so the staff can practice before they transfer over real inmates. According to their Facebook page, they're providing a real-life experience in jail. It's unclear so far how far they will go to make the experience real. The event is also to raise money for charity. They're taking donations of between $20 and $40 to sign up for the event. In order to apply, you must be 18 years old, live in the community, be free of any felony conviction. Limited spots are available. They'll pick the winners in a random drawing. They also included a link to sign up for the event online at their convenience. So, if you want to experience what it's like to have a night in jail, no thank you, by the way. I'm not interested. Why would I even want to? Why do I want to experience that? Let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Brian. Tomorrow's a big day. You know, Wisconsin Green Bay is coming down here for a doubleheader with Illinois.
Yeah.
And my great niece, Allie Highslope, Monticello, is a catcher for Green Bay.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. It's like a family reunion. My sister will be. Her grandma will be coming over in Decatur, and she has a mother and father and brother and sister be coming from Monticello, and then she had a lot of friends in high school. But last time I seen her was at Eichelberger. She was a senior, 2014 baccalaureate was there, and they were, I think it was a sectional or super sectional, and I think they won 2-1, but they went on to win third in the state, and she was the home run leader in this area. I think she got like 12 or 14 home runs. So, but they're going to have to play a tough game with the Illinois women's softball stuff this year.
Yeah, they are. So she'll, you think she'll catch both games?
I don't know about that. I'm not sure. Normally they change catchers.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't know that. I don't know if I'll stay for two. It'd be kind of a long day, but I would like to see her play one game. And hopefully, I almost have to root for Wisconsin in this case. But I am a Illini fan.
Well,
but anyway, we
understand that. And we're carrying one of those games tomorrow on the radio. So.
Oh, yeah. David Lone will probably be there. I was going to say, I didn't know if Lauren would be on Sportsline at 5, but I thought, since he's an alum of Monticello, I thought I'd let him know that, she's playing, and, he might want to go to the game.
Yeah, how's she doing so far? Is she hitting okay?
I'm not sure. Probably. I should have asked my sis about that. I know she's been on the Dean's list several times, so, she's very good. My grandson said, "What's that mean, Grandpa?" I said, "Well, you got to get good grades." I said, "You got to be an honorable student. You got to be an honorable citizen." That's the best way I knew to, tell him. But, she graduates next month, and I don't know what she's going to be. My sis said she changed her, major a couple times. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that out there, and you have a good one.
Yeah, you too. What's her last name again?
Hislope, H-I-S-L-O-P-E.
We'll be listening and watching for her. Well, thank you. I appreciate that, Tom.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. 356-9397 is the phone number. Tomorrow morning we'll have Chaz Ebert. We'll get you ready for Ebert Fest. Later in the week, Greg Sollier, Dr. Jim Angel. We'll have Max Armstrong. Next week we'll be getting you ready for the marathon, of course. As that gets ready to kick into gear, we got them on separate weekends this time, so that'll work. And enjoyed all the visits today with various people, all the way from Paul Rudy, Ben Zignerman, the young people from Centennial, with those events going on. So we appreciate all your input on the text line, on the email line as well. Kind of a easygoing day today with a lot of different topics, so I like that. And we'll head for the news here at 11 o'clock here on Penny for Your Thoughts. Tomorrow, we'll get it again here at 9 to 11. But we've got Rush Limbaugh coming up after the news. He'll have more, of course, on all of the national news, as you know, with Rush coming up at the top of the hour. But we've got news next from CBS. Supreme Court in the news today as well on WDWS, Champaign-Urbana. Have a great day, everybody. It's 11 o'clock.